This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We live in a world where everybody is seeking instant excitement, happiness, exhilaration, adrenaline rush. And that is why people resort to different things. Those that are into exercises, cycling, walking, jogging, running, they talk about heart-related exercises, cardiovascular exercises, that as you intensify in these exercises, then the body releases endorphins, which has this analgesic effect like a painkiller, and it is soothing and it gives you a sense of ecstasy and joy and comfort and soothing and so on and so forth. And that's the world in which we live. People who pop these ecstasy recreational drugs, youth will tell you, it gives me a feeling, I feel light, I feel easy, I feel good. Sadly and tragically and most unfortunately, we've been only exposed to this fake, apparent, superficial forms of happiness and joy. And unfortunately, we have not tasted the real pleasure of obedience. So there is this fake pleasure in disobedience. And if there wasn't fake pleasure in roaming your gaze and in indulging in clubbing and pubbing and drinking and debauchery, then nobody would have perpetrated these offenses. So there is a sense of outward apparent pleasure. But today I want to speak about the spiritual pleasure that the pious derive in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just unique. It's just amazing. For many of us, it's like, okay, it's the first time I'm hearing the spiritual pleasure. You know what? There is a kind of excitement in hoarding your wealth and counting your wealth, but there is a different pleasure in spending your wealth. We've been exposed to the first, we haven't tasted the second. There is a fake thrill in roaming your gaze, but there is a spiritual meaning in restraining your gaze. There is a big difference between the two. وَلِلَّهِ دَرُّ الْقَائِلِ Someone said very beautiful in the Arabic language, أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ أَلَذُّ مِنْ أَهْلِ اللَّهْوِ فِي لَهْوِهِمْ Wow, this is so profound. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ Those who stand up in the dead of night and disturb their sleep. So this looks challenging, this looks cumbersome, this cannot be so easy. You're deep in your sleep, you're tucked in your blanket, you know, in your lovely bed with your spouse in a warm setting, and it's so cozy and so comfortable to move from your bed, as the Quran says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ أَيْ تَتَبَاعَدُ جُنُوبُهُمْ That they stand up, they separate from their beds, and then they engage in prayer, and they have this prolonged prostration. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ The spiritual ecstasy the pious derive in conversing with Allah is far more wholesome and meaningful than the fake pleasure the sinners derive when they indulge in sin. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, in one of his amazing couplets, he encapsulates these sentiments of how rich and fulfilling the meanings of worship and studying deen is versus the fake and superficial pleasure that a person gets in indulging and roaming his ego and indulging in sin and vice. And this is a real expression, subhanallah. He says, سَهَرِي لِتَنْقِيحِ الْعُلُومِ أَلَذُّ لِي مِنْ وَصْلِ غَانِيَةٍ وَطِيبِ عِنَاقِ This is just too profound. So let me try and simplify it. Sahari, to stay awake. Man sahira al-layali. Man talab al-ula sahira al-layali, as it's very famous in Arabic. If you want to attain great heights, then you need to burn the midnight oil. So sahari, my staying awake by night, لِتَنْقِيحِ الْعُلُومِ نَقَّحَ يُنَقِّحُ تَنْقِيحِ To unpack, to understand, to elucidate on divine texts and knowledge. سَهَرِي لِتَنْقِيحِ الْعُلُومِ أَلَذُّ لِي مِنْ وَصْلِ غَانِيَةٍ وَطِيبِ عِنَاقٍ May Allah grant us that divine pleasure where you get into sajda and your head is riveted and you just cannot raise your head. You hold the Quran and you just cannot close it. You start spending and you just cannot hold back. You start serving someone and you just become selfless. Like, unfortunately, we just don't enjoy this. We just have not experienced it. So he said, staying awake by night to study the text for me is more meaningful, more wholesome, more attractive, more palatable. من سهري لتنقيح العلوم ألذ لي من وصل غانية. Wow. غانية in Arabic, the plural is غانيات. It means a woman who's independent of any form of makeup. So she's so beautiful, she's naturally attractive, so she doesn't need to have any cosmetic effects. And عناق is to embrace. عانق يعانق معانقة. It gives me a greater thrill to stay awake by night and study my sciences than to find a beautiful woman who's naturally beautiful and I am offered a romantic meeting, a tryst as they would say, a romantic meeting with her and then she embraces me and I embrace her. For me to sit up and study and understand the teachings and the tenets of Islam is more meaningful. But it gets more intriguing and more riveting. I'm saying, my brother, there might be some fake pleasure. And you know what? Any pleasure that is sinful is comes with a great degree of guilt, a great degree of consequences, repercussions, implications, both on your health and on your family life. And sin brings you to a dark end. It brings you to a dead end. Ask those that sin, in the end, it's the habit. But they themselves are tired. The mind is saying no, but the body is succumbing. Ask the young man. The mind is saying, I don't want to pop the pill, but he's taking a drive to the drug lord. And he's buying what his mind is contradicting. That's the level of addiction. So he goes on to say, وَصَرِيرُ أَقْلَامِ عَلَىٰ صَفْحَاتِهَا أَحْلَىٰ مِنَ الدَّوْكَاءِ وَالْعُشَّاقِ. My word. When I take my pen and I write on my scripture, I write on my book, I write on my paper, وَصَرِيرُ أَقْلَامِ, and the sound of my pen on my paper. Today you have a keyboard, you press in, so there's a sound, because he compares that to another sound, right? So you're on your keypad, you're on your iPad, you're on your device, and you press in, and there's some sound. At that time it was a pen and I was writing. وَصَرِيرُ أَقْلَامِ عَلَىٰ صَفْحَاتِهَا أَحْلَىٰ. It's more sweet, it's more palatable, it's more wholesome. مِنَ الدَّوْكَاءِ وَالْعُشَّاقِ. So دَوْكَاء in Arabic, it's حَجَرٌ, a type of a stone in ancient times, in primitive times, that when they would want to extract a scent or fragrance from a pestle or from a flower, then they would take that stone and it will make contact and they would rub. And now imagine this is your beloved, this is someone you fantasize, someone you love, and she's sitting or he's sitting and he's extracting fragrance and he's applying that fragrance. That would be something that would obviously trigger so much emotions, excitement, fantasy, infatuation over you. So more exciting than my beloved using a stone to extract scent, right, or fragrance, and that sound, more attractive to me is the sound with which I write. My word. وَصَرِيرُ أَقْلَامِ عَلَىٰ صَفْحَاتِهَا أَحْلَىٰ مِنَ الدَّوْكَاءِ وَالْعُشَّاقِ وَأَلَذُّ مِنْ نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نَقْرِ لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِ. I'm saying, my brother, there is meaningful pleasure in the obedience of Allah. The pious enjoyed it. May Allah grant us a glimpse of it. He further says, a young woman, Fatat, a beautiful woman, attractive woman, she's playing the drum or the tambourine, or she's playing the flute, or she's playing a musical instrument. The woman is beautiful, her voice is attractive, it's seductive, she has a musical instrument. You can imagine the combination of beauty, excitement that this will evoke in a person. وَأَلَذُّ مِن نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا. A young woman playing a musical instrument, more exciting, more exhilarating than that for me is نَقَرِي لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِي. I use my hands to remove the dust that has settled on my books. So I hold my books, I embrace my books, I hold the Quran, I embrace the Quran, I embrace the Hadith, and my fingers through which I remove the dust. That sound for me is more soothing, it's more therapeutic, it's more comforting. وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ فِي الدَّرْسِ أَشْهَى مِن مُدَامَةِ سَاقِي. And finally, when I resolve a complex issue, then I sway with euphoria, jubilation, and excitement. And when I sway, it is far more intense than a person who had the best of alcohol beverages. So he's obviously drunk, and in that state he's walking, and he's not focused, and that he's on a high, and he feels light about himself. More than that, I sway with excitement, with meaningful, with inner joy when I have understood awisa. Awisa means something difficult or complex. Wa abitu sahran ad-duja. Wa abitu sahran ad-duja. Wa tabituhu nawma. Wa tabghi ba'da thalika lihaqi. And I spend my whole night in worship, and you spend your night sleeping or clubbing or pubbing or sinning. And then you meet up with me in the morning and you say, Shafi'i, where were you whole night? Wa abitu, bata yabitu baita, to spend the entire night. Sahran ad-duja, I'm staying awake by night. Wa tabituhu nawma, and you sleeping, either just a natural sleep, or you dining in the lap of some strange person pursuing some illicit relationship. Wa abitu sahran ad-duja wa tabituhu nawma wa tabghi ba'da dhalika lihaqi. And then you anticipate joining me in the akhirah, or you hope for the same spirituality in your worship. Your whole night you staying awake studying Quran. Can you imagine the pleasure of the culmination of that night with prostration at the crack of dawn? May Allah bless us with a glimpse of that wholesome spirituality.